I am so happy. My good feelings get better when shared. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am so happy. My good feelings get better when I share them. We have the concept that if we see trouble in the world, that trouble is within us. And so, if we can see happiness in the world, and know that happiness is within us, and then compound that happiness, and think about it, and think about it, and think about it, it will come to pass in every area of our life. Now, we've been talking about people in our life, neighbors, friends, and relatives, and various people, who have problems. And then every time any one of you bring up a neighbor, a friend, or someone who's got a problem, I say, hey, that's your reflection. No, I haven't got that problem. Yes, you do. You took it from them. You made it yours. Now, you may not have had it before you took it, but you had to have it before you took it, or else you couldn't have taken it, because you're merely revealing things that are within you. Now, how do we reveal happiness? How do we reveal, I am so happy, and my good feelings get better when shared? How do I reveal my happiness? Well, now we gave you the answer here. Good feelings get better when shared. Now, it's not that you go tell people, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. You know, people think, what an idiot, you know. Yeah. But if you just go around finding beautiful things in yourself, in your friends and your relatives, in your world, you are just sharing that happiness. Now, I should tell you, I'm looking out at the bougainvillea here, and they're in light pink and red, and they're just beautiful. They're just waving in the beautiful afternoon breeze, and just as happy as can be. Now, I was going to cut them all down. And Ellen says, no, please leave them alone. So I left them alone, and I figured, okay, that's just fine. If you'd like it to be up there, to be pretty, to look at, that's great. It'll keep the heat in the house, too, and it'll keep all the, it keeps the wind away from the house, because it can't reach it with the bougainvillea there. But that's okay, too. You see, I figured, I don't have to live up here. I don't have to be up here at the monastery. I can be down at the Hermitage. And in the Hermitage, I have windows on all sides. And have doors on all sides except one. So, it is just wonderful. Now, why did I have to say except one?
Because it's one side of the window.
Because I felt I had to be honest. Now, what if I said I had windows on all sides of the house? And then you come down there and you say, only three sides. The fourth side doesn't have a window. And I said, watch and see. And so I just tick off the screen and jump through and say, that's another window too. You know? And you say, well, that's cheating. Well, that's cheating. But my thought is that I have an opening on all sides of my house. And I have the breeze flowing through on all sides of my house. And it's just charming and beautiful and wonderful. And I am so happy about it, you know. I am so filled with joy and peace and happiness because it is a good thing. It is a good thing. And it's a good thing to have this sort of thing go on. And I was just asking Ellen that Katerina is visiting us from New Zealand next week. Now, is it winter in New Zealand? She said, yes. And I was talking to Mara Stalder the other day, and she says, oh, it is cold here. She said, it is really cold and rainy and wet and cold. And she said, it makes it very unpleasant to go for a walk, you know, but it's really cold. And I said, is that what you want? You want it to be cold? You want it to be unhappy? Oh, she, I love it. I said, well, then you created it and you have it, don't you? Oh, I did and I know that. She says, I did and I know that. She says, I've attended your courses, you know. And I said, bless your heart, you're wonderful. But you see, this is what we do. This is what we do. We sometimes forget those little things. And when we forget it, what happens? Now, one young man called me the other day, and he said that he's very sick. And he's suffering from many things, lots of different names. And for each name, there is an evidence of the illness in him. And he's just very unhappy with himself. And I said, hey, that's great. I'm so happy you're happy with yourself for all this illness you have. I didn't say that. I'm unhappy. Well, no, we always talk about the things that make us happy. We certainly are not, you know, stupid enough to talk about things that make us unhappy, because then we empower those things to be in our life. But how can I tell you what I'm doing if I can't tell you, you know, what's going on? Well, tell me the good things. Surely you can find something happy in your life. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but are you happy?
Yes.
Are you happy that you got up this morning?
Yes.
I'm not asking you. I'm being facetious and being playful and being coquettish here. I'm saying to this man, I said, can't you find things to be happy about? And then I said, I don't like to ask you this question, but aren't you happy you got up this morning? Aren't you happy you woke up this morning? Aren't you glad about that? Now, did you have a nice breakfast? Are you glad about that? Did you have a nice shower and did you put on your clothes and go ready for a beautiful day? Are you happy about that? He says, all except putting on clothes. Well, that's okay. That's understandable. Now, do you have a lot of things to be happy about? As you put your attention on the things that you have to be happy about, you keep building them in your life until all of a sudden you are a very, very happy person and you didn't even know it. You didn't even know it. I was thinking of a box that we have in our shed, and in this box are a bunch of tools, and all of the tools are completely kaput. The handle is broken on the hammer, and this is broken on that, and everything is just really in bad shape. The screwdriver is all screwed out, you know, and everything is really bad. And I saw it, and I thought, those were evidences of good days, of happy days, of accomplishing great things. Now, that's the happiness that's behind me. So I took the box, and I kept the box. But I dumped everything out of the box into the trash and went on from there. But hey, you might have been able to use this. You might have been. No. If I might have been able to do something, I'd have to figure out what it is I might have been able to do and then figure out what it is that I had that I might have been able to do it with. And so we don't need to do that. We create our happy world right where we are, doing right what we're doing, and it is lots of fun. I'm so happy. My good feelings get better when I share them. Now, how can you share your good feelings? In one simple way. Live it. Don't talk it. And don't show it, demonstrate it, but just live it. And when you live it, when a little child is playing in the play box and he is just as happy as he can be, does he have to demonstrate it or show it in any way? Do you know it? And do you feel happy vicariously with that child? Certainly you do. Because that's part of the wonderment of life and part of the wonderment of all the good things that we do. Well, think on these things and realize I am so happy. My good feelings get better when they're shared. And they do, and they are. So, have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yeah, I love you.